From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A powerful bomb went off near a crowded Sufi shrine in a remote region of Pakistan's southwest Balochistan province Saturday, and local officials say it killed at least 20 people and wounded more than 30 others. The death toll is expected to rise, and local reports say hundreds of people were present when the explosion occurred, at the time about 100 kilometers from Hub. The victims include women and children, and witnesses say there is no local hospital or medical facility to treat those wounded. That means rescue teams will take hours to reach the scene. Some shrine visitors are relying on their personal vehicles to transport the wounded and dead. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan Saturday morning, killing four Americans and wounding 16 American servicemen and one Polish soldier. A statement from Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the apparent suicide bomber killed two American soldiers and two American contractors working on the base. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the facility. The bomber was disguised as a laborer at the airbase located north of Kabul. EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says U.S. President-elect Donald Trump poses risk for the relationship between the European Union and the United States. Speaking to students at a conference in Luxembourg, Juncker said that Trump must get up to speed on how Europe works and in order to avoid wasted time when he assumes the presidency in January. And Juncker reminded his audience that Trump had at one point called on NATO into question because of the border policies of some European countries. This is VOA News.